Verse 6, but if ye shall at all turn from following me, ye are your children, and will not keep my commandments and my statutes which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I cut off Israel out of the land which I have given them, and this house which I have hallowed for my name will I cast out of my sight, and Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among all people. And that's what they are today, if you please. That has come to pass literally. Now, he says furthermore, and at this house, which is high, everyone that passeth by it shall be astonished, shall hiss. They shall say, why hath the Lord done thus unto this land and to this house? You go look at that spot today. The temple has been raised in the Mosque of Omar is there. Verse 9, and they shall answer, because they forsook the Lord their God. Why is that land as it is today? Why is the Mosque of Omar there? Because they forsook God, friends. That's the answer. Who brought forth their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and have taken hold upon other gods, and have worshipped them, and served them. Therefore hath the Lord brought upon them all this evil. Then we're told here that Solomon had a little difficulty with Hiram. I don't think Solomon and Hiram hit it off as David and Hiram had. Now notice what we're told here in verse 11. Now Hiram, the king of Tyre, had furnished Solomon with cedar trees and fir trees and with gold, according to all his desire. That then King Solomon gave Hiram 20 cities in the land of Galilee. Hiram came out from Tyre to see the cities which Solomon had given him, and they pleased him not. He felt like it. He hadn't been given full payment, you see. Actually, there was a misunderstanding, and this is a thing that caused a breach between these two men. Verse 13, he said, what cities are these which thou hast given me, my brother? And he called the land Cabal unto this day, and Hiram sent to the king 60 talents of gold. And this is the reason of the levy which King Solomon raised for to build the house. For Pharaoh, king of Egypt, had gone up and taken Gezer and burned it with fire and slain the Canaanites that dwelt in the city and given it for a present unto his daughter, Solomon's wife. And Solomon built Gezer and Beth Horn, the nether. And we are told here that there is this extension of the kingdom. We are told that Solomon began now to levy a tribute in order to pay for the temple. And we are told here, verse 26, King Solomon made a navy of ships, and Hiram sent in the navy his servants, shipmen that had knowledge of the sea with the servants of Solomon. They came to Ophir and fetched from thence gold, 420 talents, and brought it to King Solomon. Now, Solomon just about cornered the gold market of that day.